progress are there. There are two committees that apparently, three committees that are apparently working. One committee deals with the number and the and the borders of the state, and the other committee deals with three items. One is the naming of the new ministries, that the five new ministries that have been created, and the other is it deals with the committee that will carry out reforms in judiciary, and the other committee that deals with the committee that will do the constitutional amendment and incorporation of the agreements into the constitutions. That is the committee number two, and then the third committee deals with the powers and the function of the president, the first vice president, and the fourth vice president. So basically, so far, the committee that deals with the powers and the function of the president has a deadlock or an issue to yet to be resolved on the function of the first vice president, which is Dr. Riek Machar, which the SPLM-IU insists that the first vice president powers should not be touched, should remain as the way it is in the agreement, and all other parties, that is the TIGONU, the FDs, and the other political parties, and the SUA, they both are saying that there is no way and there's no logic to keep the powers as the way it is. Some of the powers need to be delegated to the other four vice presidents, particularly on the issue of who should be in charge of the implementation of the agreement. The SPLM-IU insisting that the first vice president should be the principal in charge of the implementation of the agreement, and all other parties are saying it should be collective work of all the parties in the agreement and the parties that are represented in the presidency.
All right.
And then in the other hand, the committee that deals with they have reached an agreement on the compositions of the committee that will carry out the reform in judiciary. They had also reached an agreement into the naming of the new ministries, and they have also reached an agreement into the committee that will work on the constitutional amendment to incorporate the agreement into the constitution and deal with the constitution. That is the National Constitution Amendment Committee. So the committee, the second committee have no issue. They have resolved almost all of the issues. And then in the other committee, which is deal with the numbers of the borders of the states and the boundaries, which is an ad hoc committee which composed of the top leadership of the five parties that are forming the revitalized government. Those parties, we have an issue now, which we are debating in, is about the work of TBC, that is Tribal Borders Commissions, and the Independent Borders Commission, the IBC.
Right.
So the argument that is apparently in the table, yeah.
Okay, now we understand that the committees are working also towards a deadline, that is on the 19th of this month, that is on Sunday. Do you think that the deadline will be met?
The deadline is likely to be met if the SPLM-IU compromise into some of the functions and duties to be transferred to the other four vice presidents. Then definitely that is the only remaining items in the other committees. In the other committee where we are in, the ad hoc committees of the leaders, which is dealing with the states and the numbers of the borders, there is a very little bit of disagreement, not really disagreement, but actually how to go about it. So the issue is about the connection of the work of the Tribal Borders Commissions and the IBC, which is the Independent Borders Commission. Basically, the Tribal Borders Commissions will deal with tribal disputes that has been created as a result of the new creations of the new state. The question now is, should the TBC wait its report and then the IBC begins its work? So they are opinion that the IBC could continue to do its work because it will deal with the administrative borders and work on the numbers of the states and the borders of the state. So generally, it is still possible it will be worked out because there is agreement on principle in general, but there is disagreement on how to go about it. So the deadline, yes, can be met. But they're coming up with a new annex with the disputed areas, whereby we say the disputed areas should be determined by the Tribal Borders Commission, but cannot be determined by the parties. Should be the IBC should take a report direct from the people or from the local governments and the people in the ground, but not from the parties. So this is basically the little bit disagreement. We will embark at 4 o'clock today, again on a serious and a tough discussions on the issue.
Yes, there has been these reports that there were some kind of protests from the opposition IO side due to some kind of statement that were made in Khartoum. Has this been resolved?
Basically, the statement was made in corridors. Yes, the statement has been made, but the statement was actually made at the corridors where there was interaction between the ambassador and members of the SPLM IU. So far, basically, the IGAD and the mediation are silent on that issue because basically the statement was not made at an official forum, neither in a platform whereby issues are being discussed. So whatever statement any individual party made at the corridor should not be an issue that should impede the peace process until the issue is officially met at the discussing table or on a round table. This is an issue that can seriously be taken, and the mediation would have actually reacted to the matter. But of course, we're dealing with political issues, with a lot of political propaganda and issues that are coming up. None of these actually have the rights to send the first vice president to South Africa. So it's a mere statement that is basically just has been made at the corridors and the mediations, and everyone in Khartoum is treating it as a mere mediation as opposed to the way it is appearing apparently in the media.
And these five ministries, you said they are debating their naming. Have they reached an agreement, and have they given the names to them?
Yeah, people have agreed on the names of the five ministries, and people have agreed on the composition, and it's just basically pending to wait for other committees to finalize the work, which is deal with the committee that deal with the powers of the president and the first vice president and the fourth vice president, or the committee deal with the powers of the president in general. And then the committee yet have to have a long way to go is the committee that is dealing on the numbers and the state borders, trying to see the relevant work and coordination between the two group, which is the function of the two, or how the two relates in practicality in doing their job, the Tribal Borders Commission and then the EBC. And also, you know, the Tribal Borders Commission was initially not actually negotiated in any way, but it actually appeared at the text at the final day when people were signing the agreement. But generally, principle, we want every tribe to get it right, every tribe that has an issue to be resolved, and that has to be resolved by independent border, which is the TBC, that is the Tribal Border Commission, and then the IBC deals with the borders, deal with the administrative and determining the number of the state borders. And in case if they feel there's now an agreement, of course, that all of us, we are agreeing that the fallback position will be referendum. But now we are trying to discuss the terms and reference of the referendum commissions and the terms of the reference of the two committees, the Tribal Border Commission, and then the term of reference for the Independent Borders Commission. And the discussion is still underway. I can't give much more detail because the issues have not been finalized, but that's the general information I can give to the public at this mix of elections I am in today.
Okay. And maybe are you at liberty to share with us the names of the ministry, or we have to wait for official statement from the mediators?
You will have to wait for official statement from the mediation and from the parties. But generally, the five ministries has been agreed, and there is no issue on that. The parties deliberated. Every party presented its positions, and a compromise and a common ground has been reached.
Okay. And finally, Peter, we understand that from the international point of view, they are saying that the parties to the conflict, or those who are participating right now in Khartoum, should not rush in deliberating on these outstanding issues because it might endanger the implementation process if the parties are not satisfied with the whole process. What is your take on that?
I partly agree with them, and that is the issue now. we are saying that we have to, as parties, should only provide a roadmap and principle of how those committees can work on issues, on outstanding issues. But we can take the responsibility of the tribal board and commissions on our shoulders as a party to be the ones doing the job. And then again, we are saying that since it's intended to the IBC also should also be provided with enough humble opportunity to with a clear policy framework into how we should determine the borders and the numbers of the borders. Instead, looking into bringing into consideration the numbers of factors, issues to do with the population, issues to do at the tribal borders, issues. So basically, we agree that we can do everything here in Khartoum, but at the same time, it will not be good to leave things hanging without clear roadmaps into how those committees will function. So basically, the remaining key outstanding, which is a big issue now,